money and markets. I'm very focused on youth unemployment, in part because we have two wonderful new producers at the Solari Report, and we talk a lot about the unemployment that their generation is experiencing. A report in March that I put up on the blog this week that 75 million young people globally are out of work. We've seen unemployment rates now in Greece and Spain top 50% among the young people. And what I'm saying to anybody who's a serious investor is this is an opportunity because we have incredibly talented young people who are eager to build forward, and they are, you know, they're missing the capital, but they have the wherewithal, and many of them have remarkable skills. So think of this as an opportunity and start looking around you and saying, how can I start to engage with the young people around me to build new wealth? An interesting article by Charles Smith, the Fed is the world's largest money laundering machine, picking up on my QE3 article, which has gotten a lot of circulation around the Internet. Franklin and I are going to be talking tonight some more about my belief that the Federal Reserve with QE3 is clearing the real estate market. It's a very important insight, one that can have a lot of impact on which way both the real estate markets and other markets go over the next couple of years. A report from the IMF that says alarmingly high risk of deeper global slump. It's always interesting to see what the IMF says. Another thing not unrelated to that, and it's very rare for me to post an article from Foreign Affairs magazine, which is the periodical of the Council on Foreign Relations, but there is a remarkable article called How to Make Almost Anything, the Digital Fabrication Revolution, that goes into this issue of using the new tools to become our own manufacturers. And it goes into some of the different technologies and what the impact could be. And it's a great introduction to that whole area of the Third Industrial Revolution. So if you take this article plus the one that The Economist had last March, and then a great interview by Dale Dougherty on the Solari Report on the Maker movement, all of these can start to help you understand the remarkable change that's coming in how we make things and the significant sort of lower cost of making things. Geopolitical, two very important articles. There's a lot of frustration with the corporate media and the sort of lack of relevancy of the campaign and the lack of relevancy of the corporate media coverage. I talked last time about Pat Caddell's wonderful video where he just explodes against the media. This week we have, and it's up on the blog, a great little editorial from Matt Taibbi called How the Hype Became Bigger Than the Presidential Election. The frustration that really the chatter about the election process is meaningless. Another one that's quite good, that it's the NDAA no one is talking about. It's quite remarkable. We've passed a law that says the president can authorize the assassination of any American, and it's sort of not even in the election discussion. Another report from Russia Today that the U.S. and Israel prepare to attack Iran. I'm going to be talking in the precious metals market report about what that might mean for gold and silver, because as you know, my concern about the maintenance of the slow burn in the economy is the risk is that we might go to war. Another piece I wanted to point out on the blog, I was up this summer looking sort of at the Rust Belt and what the plans were for reengineering and repositioning real estate and industry in that area. It's a perfect area to sort of revive with the Third Industrial Revolution. So I went up and toured Detroit, as you know. Interesting new piece in Popular Mechanics up on the blog about Detroit Reimagined, what Detroit's going to look like in 2025. And it's, you know, it's sort of the official story of where they might like to head. So I think it's worth picking up on. Two pieces in both science and technology and food and health that dovetail. One is Your Phone Will Be Your Doctor, talking about what digitization and ambient intelligence can do to make healthcare more accessible and to lower the cost of healthcare. A very interesting issue with Carl Deniger, one of the people I have great respect for, in the financial blogosphere called You Have to Kill Monopoly Protections of the Medical Industry. And basically what Carl explains, and I couldn't agree more, is that if you look at the current growth rate for Medicare, essentially within some reasonable period of time, Medicare will cost more than the entire GNP of the country. And then, in fact, if you let the free market operate and sort of get government out of the healthcare business, the price of healthcare could come down remarkably. And I absolutely agree with that. A very sweet story that we posted in Life about mourning elephants, an elephant whisperer, a man who'd worked with elephants, understood elephants, dies, and wild elephants gather from all around, somehow mysteriously knowing to mourn the death of the elephant whisperer. And it's a remarkable reminder of the fact that our communication and relationship with living things and other species is very different than we've been taught to believe. Anyway, it's a very remarkable story.